from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Here we go. It's hour one of the GBAC Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. We are 2 weeks into camp. We have updates. We have Brian Broaddus watching practice, and he'll join us in the 3 o'clock hour and tell us everything that we need to know. Okay, so a general at your service. There's Zach Wolchuk. You have Eric Chiafalo. Lucius Alexander is in the Pimp Cup at Master Control. Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105.3thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. And along with you, we are the Nation. Okay, still no contract for CeeDee Lamb. I think I have a good feeling here that CeeDee's just, you know, using this as an opportunity to extend the holdout. Maybe camp's not his favorite thing. And I think he and his agent are holding a line in negotiations that the Cowboys just have no intention of agreeing to. I think as we get closer to week one, CeeDee will lower that. But I think it's a legitimate story. I mean, 2 weeks in, I haven't seen a holdout last this long. In my time covering the team, 15 years.
Yeah, that's true. They usually try to nip this. Because how long was the Zeke? Like, how long was Zeke in Cancun or whatever, or Cabo or something?
I felt like it was a week. I mean, like 10 days, I feel like, might be the max. The Zach Martin thing seemed like it got resolved pretty quickly as well. I really thought we would be out there last week, and this would have already been taken care of.
I kind of like your theory, though. I mean, we know Dak and his guy did a similar thing for the contract that he's on now, like $40 million a year, and they were trying the whole time. It was like, no, it's $45 million a year. That's what we want, which was at the time way more than what it should have been. Obviously, at least $5 million more per year, and then ultimately they acquiesced to the 40. So I could see them, maybe they're trying to go well beyond what Justin Jefferson is, and the Cowboys are like, no chance, we're not doing that. And then ultimately, they know in the back of their minds, we just don't want to be at training camp that long.
Yeah, it's a long camp.
You get like what, one, maybe two opportunities in your career to like contractually, decide you don't want to really show up to camp. This is your chance to capitalize on that.
Yeah, as a fan, I don't mind it at all. You know, I think CeeDee is a certified top three, top five wide receiver, maybe even the best. I don't think missing a couple of weeks of practice is going to change that in any way. As a matter of fact, it would just, you know, reduce the small chance of injury. So I have no real worries about that. Big Mike was asked over the weekend for guys that are standing out. He said Jordan Lewis and Deron Bland, and said the entire safety group must have, had a couple of good practices there. Scooney is day-to-day with a groin injury, but those are kind of your Cowboys updates, at least until, you know, practice wraps up and we can start to get a handle on anything that may have happened today. Anything?
Well, speaking of groins, Royce Freeman left practice today. He's also got a groin injury, so that could hurt him in terms of trying to make the team. We'll see if that lingers. But it was good to see Diggs and Eric Kendricks also back out there full pads today. So excited to hear what Brian reports back in the 3 o'clock hour, right around 3:20, from what he got to see from those veterans.
The Scooney thing stinks, but I think now you can proceed with clarity that this guy's just not going to stay healthy enough. You know, it's one thing after another. That's not bad luck. You know, it's just some people are more fragile than others. And he happens to be a fragile one. He was hurt a lot in college. I think made a big reach going for a run game blocking tight end in the second round. Massive mistake. The Cowboys got cute in last year's draft thinking, oh, wow, our roster is so good. Let's use a first round pick on a big nose tackle and a second rounder on a blocking tight end. And they paid for it in a big way. They, you know, two things that if you identify them that you're going to get them and you take them that high, it should be a 100% hit rate. They couldn't even get that right.
Yeah, I know. It is frustrating. And we knew this isn't a surprise. As you mentioned, this is a guy who's been banged up plenty throughout his time. He was getting banged up at his pro day. He couldn't even finish his pro day leading up to the draft because he had an issue. I don't remember if it was his shoulder or what, but it is frustrating. And you just hope that, I mean, thank God you got Jake Ferguson. He's bona fide tight end one. And then Walchuk, I mean, there's a couple of these guys that are fighting for spots right now that it's like, dude, you guys are better than Scooney. So it sucks to waste a second round pick, but you do have maybe some young promising dudes even behind Ferguson.
You do. I mean, like John Stevens is a guy that I was at camp and said I've already got him as my tight end two personally on my roster rankings. I think he's better than Schoonmaker. So, yeah, it's not – the injury thing was an issue in college. So, to Eric's point, this shouldn't come as a surprise. And the Mozzie thing's just a bummer. It's like for years we were thinking they don't put resources towards a big-bodied one tech. The one time they decide to do it, right now it doesn't look like it's panning out. Now, granted, apparently the reports are as soon as we left, Mozzie started having better practices.
Sure.
We'll see if that's accurate.
Renaissance man.
Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it with my own two eyes.
I don't believe it.
I got a strong vibe that maybe the coaching staff was sending out words into the collected media that, hey, be a little nicer on our guy. Lay off our guy. So I would think that's a much more probable explanation for why the reports changed, if you ask me. But, hey, I'll reserve judgment. I guess everything that I've seen for two training camps now was reversed in 48 hours in Oxnard. Yeah, sure. Kevontae Turpin talking over the weekend about the new kickoff rules they have. Says it'll be a great weapon for the Cowboys. And quote, with me, I hope they don't kick it into the end zone, give us the ball in the 30. The first three games, I feel like I'm going to have a chance. But if I break a couple, I think they'll just kick it in the end zone and rely on the defense. Yeah, I think that's a good point. If it does get really exciting, it will just revert to now NFL teams get it at the 30. You know, if you have the ability to get this thing done, I can't wait for a full slate of preseason games to, you know, give us a much bigger sample size on what could be possible. Although Turpin was a preseason special teams ace, you know, a couple of years back, and it really didn't mean much. Right.
That's true. And that's a guy who, I mean, Walchuk, you talk about your personal record book of who's tight end two and whatnot.
He's wide receiver three.
He's wide receiver three for me. I think he's a game breaker. And I do think we haven't had the regular season house call yet from Turpin.
We haven't.
I think this is the year.
And he's gotten so damn close several times, but like he can't get out of his own way. He's running into his own blockers at times trying to score. It's like, damn it, Turp, just calm down.
There's a spatial awareness thing with him that is a little bit off kilter. But the good news is there's less like coming in waves now. It feels like once you get past that first line of barrier, it feels like it's hey dude,
green grass.
As long as you don't get turf monster, just don't get Daniel Jones on this one, Turpin. I think we'll get you a touchdown pretty quickly here.
He is one of few guys with that level of speed and explosiveness. So if there is an exploit in this rule to be had, I'm sure, you know, he's well equipped to go out there and find it. The new rules, by the way, they put an emphasis on dropping it between the 20 and the 10, or at least in theory, and nobody can move until the returner touches the ball. So if you get a bad kick or a wobbly kick and it gives, you know, the guy an opportunity to get to the sideline, if you put your coverage team in a compromised spot before the kick even happens, you know, we're anticipating it should increase the explosive plays, I think, in a significant way.
If it does, it's interesting. Sean Payton was asked about this on Saturday. He was saying that if that does start to happen, we start to get the more explosive returns, then you're telling me, okay, the analytics are saying it's better off just having the team start from the 30. What are you going to see? Touchbacks.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right?
No
so
question.
You're going to be right back where you started.
No question.
So it'll be, you might end up having to tinker this thing where if that's the case, you want to avoid the touchbacks. Maybe it's like, okay, instead of the 30, it's the 35-yard line. I don't want to give the team the ball at the 35.
I think what we got to hope for is it is so good in the big playmaking that even the balls into the end zone are getting brought back.
Yeah.
consistently. I don't know. Maybe you can tweak it that way. But whatever the case, I'm glad that the NFL is open to it and, you know, exploring some pretty radical ideas. You know, maybe we could do away with the kickoffs altogether if this doesn't work, or, you know, workshop something else that could be exciting, because it is a pretty significant pain in the butt to go touchdown, 3-minute break, kickoff that's a nothing burger, 3-minute break. You know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Keep the fun back in there. Let's go.
Rangers dropped 2 of 3 to the Bo Sox, 2-7 in their last 9 games, only 3 hits yesterday. And you know, it's just snake bit. Is that what you say? But it just can't get anything going.
Yeah. I kind of went back and started watching, like World Series highlights just to brighten my mood.
Your Wolverine in the bed with the picture frame, just like, man, what? Reminiscing on the good times.
This hurts right now. Cause it's just one, the offense in there, you get 3 total hits again, and 2 of them were home runs, but it's like during the course of the entire series, they had 8 home runs. Nobody's ever on base. That's just the bad luck.
Bunch of solo dongs.
Bunch of solo homer here. We can't get 2 guys on base at the same time, make this happen. And now all of a sudden, the pitching was like, all right, it's okay. Your pitching's there. Yeah. Now you trade away Lorenzen, Gray's on the IL. Oh my gosh,
Scherzer.
We're dropping like flies. Evaldi's had 3 rough starts. Scherzer, yes, is on the IL. What are we doing? I guess Malley's going to come back hopefully tomorrow, fingers crossed, and we'll see how he does.
The Walter Pennington era gets underway in an awful way.
3-run dinger, boom. Hey, welcome to Texas. Yeah, it just
hurts
right now.
Here's an injury for you. Pennington's down as well. He just went on the show.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
See why I can't wait to chat.
Yeah, it's unbelievable the things that are going on around this Ranger season. I'm not going to give up, though. 5.5 back. And, you know, now a big series with Houston. Go
Huge.
Take care of business. You know,
this
Seattle's not going to run away from it. This is their opportunity. And I just remember of how helpless we felt leaving Seattle last September and then leaving the globe after game 5, going to Houston. And there's so much history. So that's going to be one of my questions for CY. Do you still think this team can turn it around like the team did last year on a couple of historic occasions? But tick, tick, tick. That is the sound of the life of the Rangers season running out.
Hey, right. Dude, this series right here. This is
life support, right?
Yeah.
It's like you've got to find a way to at least win 2 or 3, or else all of a sudden I feel like this thing is Dunsky. And we just got to hope Adolis Garcia sees the Houston on the chest and all of a sudden channels that ALCS MVP again.
There's a part of me that's like, would Houston agree? Like, could we just make this a road series for the Rangers? Let's just go play this thing out at Minute Maid, dude.
Let's do that. I think so.
I feel better about that. I don't even know if the Astros would agree with you because they're like, no, we kind of like the way we like the sight lines at your ballpark.
Yeah, Jose Altuve is really good in Arlington. Let's keep it that way.
Gosh. Heaney and Brown tonight. Matchup of nearly identical ERAs. Did you see that? 4.11 and 4.12. But Brown has gotten significantly better run support. He's 9-7 on the year. Heendog sitting there at 4-11. That's your guy too, Wolchuk.
I know. And he's been so damn good this year, but he can't get any run support, to your point.
Chinese swim team was apparently roiding out of their minds.
That's how they won the relay, damn it.
Tested positive before the Olympics. Came and won a bunch of medals. So amongst your Olympic controversies, there is also another one where different countries have different roid testing standards. And if you're a little bit more lax and you're like, yeah, well, it wasn't that close to the Olympics, so we're going to go ahead and let you go. then you end up kicking butt and taking names. Michael Phelps, among a lot of swimmers who aren't happy, he says, if you test positive, you should never be allowed to come back and compete again. Cut and dry. I believe it's one and done. Lifetime ban for Reuters in the Olympics. What do you guys think?
I think it's probably fair. Absolutely. I don't think you can be doing that.
Yeah, Phelps is saying it's hard to argue. Like, that's the greatest. Him and Ledecky, I mean, 2 of the greatest. And Simone Biles, best Olympians ever. I'm not going to argue what his opinion is.
And this is like every 4 years. The amount of dedication that goes into this, and then you're going to skirt the rules. And you got caught. You know, like, if you did it and you didn't get caught, then, hey, kudos to you. But you got like, caught, man. So
yeah.
This
cut
is
dry. Like, this is definitely this is a banned substance. There's not like any fringe gray area here, or maybe there is no gray area. I don't know.
I guess more information.
I've been
can come
told
in.
There is no gray area.
But the way I read that story, they cheated and were roiding and they showed up and a lot of the swimmers feel like it's just a completely unfair sort of field of play there for the swimmers that lost to those Chinese swimmers. Okay, great weekend for me, though, guys. Didn't watch too many Olympics, but I did watch the latest
Planet of the Apes. And I think it's the best ever.
It was fantastic.
Oh, yeah. You saw it too, Walchuk?
I did.
Did y'all do a day date together to the cinema?
I went, this is probably one of the last movies that I've seen in theaters outside of our bro date that we had out in Oxnard. But it was, I went on a solo voyage and saw it one day.
Oh, that's better than therapy.
I think it was like before we were able to bring Eliza back from the NICU. It might have been the last movie that I saw before that, but it was good. I enjoyed it. And now they've set up like a whole new series that we're going to have from this. So I agree with you, man. I thought it was an epic movie.
682 caught my Dexter tie-in. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, the 682. No, that's the 817. Great text.
I thought you were going to mention you saw something great in Dexter after we got that text.
Yeah, I mean, Dexter's going along okay. You know, I'm just kind of going through the motions, finishing up at this point. But it's all right.
Yeah, with Dexter, it's all about those first couple of seasons.
Yeah.
First couple seasons are just off the chain. And then first you're four. Like, wow, I'm so deep into this thing. What am I going to do? Am I just going to punt on you, Dexter? I don't have the heart to do that.
It's not the same, but it's close, you know? Yeah. I think they earned my views with those first three seasons or whatever it was. The girls got another tournament win there with Dallas Surf 2011 girls.
Congrats.
Kicking butt, taking names.
Did you get any sleep post? Because we red-eyed that thing, and then you had a long day of coaching and grinding.
I got 30 minutes from about 5:30 to 6 o'clock, it was. Or maybe it was 6:30 to 7, something like that, on Saturday morning.
A little power nap.
And that 30-minute power nap set us up for greatness. And I even got my stomach to cooperate a little bit later on that day.
So you did?
We're on the comeback trail.
What was your secret sauce? Wait, were you at a local youth sports port-a-john?
No.
Letting out everything backed up in you for the entire week in Oxnard?
You know what it ended up being?
It was a week's worth of Oxnard consumption that you let out on some poor toilet.
Oh, what ended up happening is I was at an El Phoenix. And tore through a pretty good chimichanga.
That was probably food poisoning. I got food poisoning the last time I went to an El Phoenix. Wow. Great establishment.
Well, it was,
you
want to
get
cleared
out, pop into there.
We got a G-Bag of the Day coming up at 2:30. NFL first ballot Hall of Famer or not, that's coming up next here in the Nation. Yeah, buddy, welcome back, Nation. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. It's also brought to you by Window Nation. Buy two, get two free. Go to windownation.com. And it's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Broadus will be rolling back in here in the 3 o'clock hour. He is in Oxnard right now watching Cowboys practice. And for more football stuff, here's Walchuk.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be awesome to hear what update Brian has for this. Is we've got Diggs back out on the field. We're seeing some of the highlight clips that are being posted on Twitter as we speak. But it was a fun weekend in the National Football League. It was Hall of Fame weekend. So we had the enshrinements and inductions going on in Canton, Ohio on Saturday. Some of the best moments, a very emotional one. And I know Will Chambers, who's a big Bears fan, was texting Eric and myself when Steve McMichael, finally got his gold jacket, got to see the bus, but he was diagnosed with ALS back in 2021, so he wasn't able to attend the ceremony. So he's at home, and they bring the bus there. His wife, Misty's there along with other family members. His former teammate, Jim Porter, with the Chicago Bears, who's also a Hall of Famer, were at his bedside in his home. And it's just a sad moment because it's like, man, we waited too long here.
Yes.
But he gets diagnosed with ALS in 2021. He's not really able to enjoy this, but long overdue, Steve McMichael finally being inducted into the Hall of Fame. Another Bear, Devin Hester, gets inducted as well. His mother, Juanita Brown, was his presenter, which was beautiful. Randy Gratishar had to wait 35 years. He gets into the Hall of Fame. Jim Irsay ended up presenting Dwight Freeney into the hall. Patrick Willis, who we grew up watching and was absolutely an outstanding linebacker for the San Francisco 49ers, was inducted, gave a great tribute to his late mother.
All-time traps.
All-time traps. Absolutely legendary.
He could shrug an 18-wheeler.
And Tyron Smith, just two of the most physically imposing specimen I think we've ever been able to see.
There's no gap from like trap to earlobe.
Nothing.
They just touch each other.
Like 0% body fat. It's insane. Julius Peppers was given love to fellow North Carolina Tar Heel Michael Jordan. And then Andre Johnson, first ever Houston Texan to enter the Hall of Fame. So that took place over the weekend. I don't know how many watched 877-881-1053, but I was now looking ahead. Okay, who do we have first ballot 2025 eligibility? Is this a first ballot Hall of Famer or not? we begin.
All right. This is, and that's the really the big question.
Yes.
Because there's so much of, like, is he a Hall of Famer? Like, yeah, probably.
But is this guy first ballot?
First ballot's really what it is.
I want to get this one out of the way because we do have a Dallas Cowboy who is eligible for the first time. And it's one that we love. And he was out there and we got to see him at training camp. Travis Frederick, Cowboys center from 2013 to 2019. Three All-Pro honors, five Pro Bowls before he had to have his career shortened, as we know. But we're thinking Tyron's going to be a Hall of Famer. Zach's going to be a Hall of Famer. Is Travis Frederick a first ballot Hall of Famer?
Can't be first ballot. Can't be first ballot just based on the longevity factor. I mean, what, he played five, he probably played five seasons at a Hall of Fame level. But I don't know if that's, I don't know if that's enough, especially at an unsexy position like center. I don't think you're getting in first ballot. As much as I hate to say that.
Yeah, you know, I think we love Trav. He was as good as anybody in his short period of time doing it. I hope he eventually gets in, but not on the first ballot. No, that's just, it's so unfortunate. He could still be crushing for us if it would have never, that damn Guillain-Barre.
Dude, it's crazy to consider. He absolutely, we could still have, like, now it would be Tyler Smith and Frederick and Martin still hanging on strong.
Dude,
I mean, and how much better would they have been over the last couple of years?
And I sit up, you know, late at night just wondering, who's going to win the NFC East this year? And I'm thinking to myself, man, I don't think we realized in the moment just how big of an impact losing Travis Frederick at center was going to have for the rest of the offensive line. It's never been the same.
Yeah.
I don't know that the Eagles really realize how big of an impact it is not having Jason Kelce this year.
There you go. Spin it to a positive.
You know, I think that thing, their offensive line just might never be the same.
I'm with you, man. I think the Eagles proved to everybody in the second half of last year it's a sinking ship. And then you lose Kelce, forget about it.
Eli Manning has a chance to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. 14 Pro Bowls, 10 All-Pros, 5. He's got the Super Bowl MVPs, the Super Bowl championships. But when I think of Eli Manning, I'm going to be honest, I do not think of a first ballot Hall of Famer. I think he's going to get it, but I don't think of him that way.
He'll get it on, the Manning last name is going to get it done for him for sure. New York, I'm sure they got plenty of people in that neck of the woods that are doing some voting here. So he will probably get it, but he would not be first ballot on mine.
Oh, and dear God.
I thought
those accolades I was reading off sounded a little bit too good. Those were Peyton's. They were comparing.
Okay,
Eli
I was like
Peyton's
14
numbers.
Pro Bowls.
No, he only went to four Pro Bowls in 16 seasons, but he got the two Super Bowls and he won MVP in both.
Yeah.
Eli's getting in there because of the Super Bowls, right? But
without it,
nobody would objectively look at his career and think that he was one of the greats. I would, if he goes in first ballot, I'll totally give up on this entire process. For his career, 366 touchdowns, 244 picks.
Man.
That's hilarious.
What a jobber, dude.
It was like every game, you could just guarantee it. Like, some type of player prop on the, like, over interceptions for Eli Manning every game. I bet that would have paid you out over the course of his career a ridiculous amount of money.
Tony Romo and I think Dak, both better players than Eli Manning.
I agree. I would take both of those guys over Eli, but somehow he made two tremendous postseason runs and made some crazy throws in those runs. I mean, those two giant Super Bowls are some of the most what the bleep championships I've ever seen.
No question.
I mean, shocking.
Two of the most, it sucks that it's the Giants, you know, because they're two of my favorite games I've ever got to sit down and enjoy.
It was absolutely insane. How about Marshawn Lynch? Skittles has a chance to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, okay? He's only 29th all-time in rushing yards. He's 17th in touchdowns. Scoring is going to help his case, and also he is a guy that's now become beloved by the media. Does that help him get some writer votes?
I'm sure it will. Well, I don't know. Like, does the media love him?
Does the sentimental? I think so. I think he has become a lovable guy.
Okay, so I think, like, from a fan standpoint, I don't know how the media feels about him because he was perpetually, I'm just here so I won't get fined, right? Like, he's the creator of that. Like, I don't want to talk to you guys.
But maybe, I don't know.
So that's an interesting question. Like, I would love to know.
Maybe the old trustees are like, bleep this guy?
Yeah. I don't see him being first ballot, though. First ballot, it doesn't feel first ballot to me.
I agree. I think
some of the media is going to love him. Some of the media is not going to like him. And he will get into the Hall of Fame with this career, everything that he's done. But I just don't think anytime soon. Going to have to wait.
All right, let me throw three more at you. You can just tell me yes or no, because I know we got you back of the day. Luke Kuechly.
No.
First ballot. No.
Not long enough.
I need to see what the duration of his career ended up being, because he's definitely
Like if Patrick
Hall of
Willis
Famer.
Just got in. That's why I lean maybe Kikli's got a shot. Otherwise, I would agree with you. I think no, Gavin. But, man, they just put Willis in. Kikli better than Patrick Willis?
Oh, he will get in. He was an unbelievable first player. And, yeah, what are we looking at? Eight seasons?
Here's someone who I think maybe. Is Terrell Suggs.
Yeah, what a career.
Terrell Suggs.
Top 10 in sacks. He's eighth overall. I think Suggs probably gets in first ballot.
Yeah, 139 sacks in his career. My gosh.
And played well in the postseason.
Yeah, that feels first ballot to me.
And then the last one, Adam Vinatieri.
Yeah, like for me.
Most clutch kicker ever.
I think I would. I don't think I could do. I can't go first ballot. Second ballot for sure. Okay. Vinatieri.
Yeah, I can't put a kicker in first
We're
ballot.
We're not doing kickers just, first ballot. Yeah, sorry, Adam, like, you can wait a year.
That's just a rule. It's borderline. I mean, they need their own wing altogether anyway. It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius. Welcome back from vacation.
Yeah, appreciate it, brother. Appreciate it, man. Okay. It was fantastic, bro. It wasn't long enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, a little lake living.
Need a vacation for my vacation.
Yeah, there we go. All right, so who won G-Bag of the Day on Friday?
I think Eric.
Oh, yeah.
It was Eric?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, let's see here. Eric Chiafalo talking about using Nancy's toilet seat from La Grande.
See what you like think about this.
Taken out of context.
Two-time champ here.
Hopefully it comes to a screeching halt today, all right.
Oh, yeah. And the thing to do, like, early on as well, if, like, a choppy situation is taking place in the guys, is just go to the girls. There's no,
oh, wow.
Early enough in the morning.
You used to do that at nights, didn't you?
I may still do that in the afternoon from time to time at the station.
Wow.
After 5 o'clock, it's clear out.
It's kind of risky.
Once we hit the expressway in the G-Bag Nation, there is no risk involved. There is not a female soul to be found on floor 11. So you may or may not find me on Nancy's throne from time to time.
Nancy.
La Grande shout out right there.
Nance, which one did you use today? Okay, great.
Oh, and then you go.
That was the regret.
What did you just say?
Yeah. Thinking.
Oh, Eric's going to the one.
Oh, my God. Eric. I love. There's nothing better than sitting. Most people hate it. To me, nothing better than a warm toilet seat.
Okay, it was talking about going to go sit on the one that she sat on.
Yes.
All right.
Yes,
sir. All right.
Yeah.
I thought that was a sniff.
Oh,
so y'all really got out of control since I was gone, man.
I would never share that.
Yeah, I mean, Sean's like, go on her. I mean, there's a weird stuff going down.
I see what's happening here. All right, let's see what I got for you boys. There's some things I seen while I was out. Not sure if you played them. How about that Cam Fisher home run?
I don't think we played it.
Asheville tourist. He's playing for the Asheville Tourists right now, minor league.
Oh, this guy that does things really monotone?
He's just real cool.
With references.
Did you guys play that for G-Bag today?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Sweet. I don't need to play that one. I'll get that out of here.
You could bring that guy's work back, though, if he has more in the future.
Okay, yeah.
We loved
I'll do
yeah,
that.
I think he won one day.
Okay, that's cool. Just need to know.
Uh-huh.
How about the tight ends defensive tackle, Jeffrey Simmons?
Oh, yes. With the fight? Yes. Yes.
Yeah, you played it for G-Bag today?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, good. That's what I thought. That's all right. All good. Yeah, that's all we ask here. Man, we're name it.
Alec, do a decent job?
Yeah. So you got some of the stuff in there. How about the MMA? I don't know this guy's name because he crashed out during his interview, and I hear the name at the very end, but he just went on just a tirade of cussing and fussing and crying about girls, and that's what motivated him to fight and everything. Have you heard this, Woolchuck?
I don't think so.
Okay.
This is probably a new nominee.
He crashed out during his interview post-fight.
Kind of surprised about the hook flip that happened. You ended up on bottom, but you were able to reverse it.
That happens to me all the time. I'm used to this. I train with Ray Borg. He's a flyweight mother. I'm heartbroken. Oh, time out.
Just
the only
joker?
Reason I got into this sport was because these stupid girls want to keep breaking my heart. And my grandma died. So yeah, I'm a little heated. So off.
Well, it was very impressive there, Ian. We look forward to seeing you again. Your winner, Ian Barella.
Ian Barella. Oh,
it's like an Eminem song.
Yikes.
About boxing.
Crashed on out right life. There.
That was rough.
Yeah, he crashed on out. Let's see. How about this one? Ricky Ricardo, he calls Spanish play-by-play for the Yankees when he was in the WFAN booth for the Yankees, calling like the English call. Did you hear that call?
This one.
No. Oh, yeah, man. He put some sauce on. That's a great call right here. He's usually calling the Spanish calls. This is him in the English booth with an old girl. Whatever her name is. Yeah.
Oh, it's the greatest moment ever.
Yeah, he's in that with her. Killing it, though.
She's 1-for-8 with 5 strikeouts. Strom's pitch is swung on. Hit deep to right. Back goes Castellanos at the wall. Oh, baby, another one. Adios, amigo. Smooth jazz does it again. His 4th home run in the series. Jazz Chisholm Jr. is a Bronx bomber from the Bahamas. And he puts the Yankees on top 5-4. Smooth jazz does it again.
Well, when you walk into...
When you walk into that box, yeah, you see Steinbrenner there. Yeah, yeah.
My goodness gracious.
Holy goodness gracious.
Yeah, he's killing it in that box, man. He might get the jump. Let's see what else I got for you. Well, yesterday was a church day. I pray you got your blessings and everything and all that good stuff. At a funeral, when someone passes, do you have a repast where there's like a whole lot of food and everything? You guys are eating a lot of foods?
After the funeral?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
I've been to many.
Well, this lady decided to drop some rule. Good for you. That's a blessing, I guess. You know what I mean?
I might have avoided a couple. They make me super sad.
They are really a sad situation. I never know what to say to the people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I hear you're supposed to observe your losses, so I'm trying to get better at it.
I never know what to say. It's so sad. Yeah. Yeah, but she dropped down some rules during the funeral. Is this the proper place to do this?
The wives ain't cooking no more. Everybody going to KFC and the McDonald's and get yourself back in the kitchen and stop trying to keep up with the Joneses. Oh, I know that I'm right. Oh, yeah, this is a home going tonight. This is going to help y'all when you get home. Some of y'all, you know what? I don't even like them repasses after the funeral because folks just get them plates and aluminum foil and grabbing food and taking it home just selfish.
Dirk.
I ain't bringing nothing but just going there to eat and to take stuff away. We better get right. Ain't nothing but the truth gonna make y'all free. Come out here, somebody. The food is prepared for the family. Amen. And there's some left over they want to share with you. That's all right. But don't take no brown bag and no foil out of their house. Taking their pots and pans and never see them again. Honey, this preaching the gospel tonight.
Is it?
Oh, glory to God.
I want to know what scripture that is in the Bible, too, by the way.
Yeah. Leave the foil in their drawers.
Yeah. And I don't think his grandmother said this one. This is a little extra clip.
Let's glorify God and give him glory. Grandma used to say it like this, bitch, we here, we might as well have church.
I don't think Grandma said that.
Grandma used to say it like this, bitch, we here, we might as well have church.
Bitch, we here, we might as well have church.
Yeah. Keep that language outside.
Let's do it.
House of God. You don't mind, Grandma. Is it B-word, we're here? Is it Grandma laying down the law at a funeral? Is it Ricky Ricardo, Spanish play-by-play for the Yankees? Is it MMA guy crashing out in his post-game interview? Or is it our champ, Eric Chiafalo, who's looking for 3 right here, Chief? Let's start the voting with you today.
Looking for not. Let me get that UFC guy who crashed out.
Okay, Lucius.
Yeah, me too.
We're 2-0.
Has Nancy heard that clip of you guys talking about her warm toilet seats?
I don't know.
Totally hoping not. Yeah. Totally hoping not.
I used to go in there during the pandemic, and the only person who caught me was the cleaning lady with the gold tooth. I was embarrassed. That green juice was flowing through me that morning.
Yeah.
I always wonder what I'm going to say if that door does open. Excuse me. I'm in here. Pardon me. This is the men's room, right?
The men's was full. I'm so sorry.
Well, Chuck.
Eric. F. I gotta vote for you.
I'm voting for Ricky Ricardo, which means by a
damn
score
it,
of 2 to 1 to 1. And your new G-Bag of the Day champion is this MMA guy crashing out. It's fascinating to hear the emotional swings there. What's going on? I mean, holy cow.
I got my guesses, but I can't say it on this microphone.
Yeah.
Because I don't have proof.
I assume.
And that's reckless endangerment of the truth, if I say what I want to say.
Yeah, that was crazy. Okay, where are we going next here? We got Krusty's Corner's been permanently moved to 340.
Yeah.
Brian's joining us here after practice. So what do you got next, Eric?
We got a little best of the weekend featuring a weekend confession or two next in the nation.
Well, thank you, Lucius. Thanks for making us part of your day. It is the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan.
Chris Young's coming up this afternoon. We'll talk with the Rangers GM about his takeaways from the last 9 games, where they've only been 2-7 and are really starting to lose it again. So we're hoping for a bounce back starting tonight against Houston. Pregame's coming up at 6:30. All right, Broadus' Krusty's Corner, if you haven't heard yet, has been moved to 3:40 daily, and it gives him a chance to watch practice and collect Cowboys news and takeaways before he stands and delivers, which he will do at 3:40. Right now it's time for the best of the weekend. Here's Chief.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. How exciting is this, man? This time next week we'll be talking about the wonderful festivities at Hurtado Barbecue going down Saturday afternoon for some fan bowl action. And I look forward to that very much so. And we're actually going to be at Hurtado in Mansfield on Thursday, which is their newer location. Or I guess it's their newest location before they unveil the Dallas one that they're prepping for right now. So we'll be getting some Hurtado in Mansfield on Thursday, G-Bag Nation 2-7. And then Saturday in Arlington, Fan Bowl Extravaganza. And, man, I got to say, I'm excited about it.
And then the Cowboys play the Rams on Sunday. Can't
that's
wait.
True.
Gonna have my belly full of birria tacos.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's gonna be incredible. That's gonna be wonderful. I am happy for you. So is it just one clear out from your Oxnard constipation and you were good to go back to normal, or
no,
you still feel like you gotta get a little bit more out of there?
It's gonna be a process to get the gut right. You know, what I'm looking at is gut health, and my gut health is bad. So I feel like it's no longer life endangering.
Yeah.
And now I can sort of work from here with more, you know, maybe natural fruits and vegetables, stuff like that.
Love it. Okay. So weekend confession, getting in at 5 a.m. home by like 6:15 Saturday morning. I got like 2 hours of sleep in shortly after I arrived home. Mm. And then, but the effects, like it was just, I was jet lagged. Sunday, we go to church and I was dozing.
Yeah, whole weekend was pretty bad.
The head was bobbing. And I had like, I literally did fall asleep in church for the first time since I was a child.
Nice.
And I just, you know, I had to get that off my chest.
Did you get called out?
No, well, it was a little embarrassing because I had a new buddy that I've been inviting for a while, and he showed up with his fiance, and he was sitting next to me, and like after the service, I thought I was hiding it, you know, but you're in that sleepy, like disoriented. So like your head catches and you're like, well, hopefully nobody caught, you know, hopefully nobody. But then after the service, he was like, are you pretty tired or what? I was like, well, yeah, you know,
yesterday I got in at 5 a.m.
Yeah. Like, I know it's not today, but I'm still feeling like today now, Monday, I feel pretty good.
Yeah.
But see, I was dragging Saturday and Sunday so much so that I was dozing off. I feel terrible about it.
I told you guys last week I was getting the sleep of the gods, like 9 or 10 hours of sleep in that Oxnard hotel. I think I built up so much rest that I was good. I got 30 minutes of sleep Saturday, and then I ended up staying up until like 11:30 at night trying to coordinate soccer stuff for the next morning. Only got 6 hours of sleep Saturday night into Sunday.
Wow.
And then finally got caught up last night to about 8.5 hours of sleep. A freaking machine.
That's dominant.
What I did.
Yeah, dude.
And I don't know how it happened. I look back on the weekend, I'm like, how was I not exhausted and falling asleep more? The only thing I could attribute it to was
clearing the pipes out.
There you go.
Well, getting all that great, getting it built up last week.
Oh, okay. Yeah, fair enough. I mean, because I was thinking maybe it's the championship high, you know, after winning on Saturday, the way
well,
that you guys
that
were able
didn't
to
hurt,
win.
You know, when they were dominating in the way that they did Saturday.
That's like
know,
a, that's it, a shot in the arm.
I think so.
No question.
I told him that actually after the second game.
Another weekend confession, the Joe Rogan Live stand-up special on Netflix. I mean, I wasn't cackling as much as I wanted to. I was disappointed about that. Now, Presumed Innocent, finally got to finish the final episode of that season, and that was wonderful. No spoilers, but I will just say that's worth watching if you haven't on Apple. The craziest thing I saw this weekend was probably the Alex Smith picture. Did you guys see the Alex Smith picture?
Did not,
no. Is this his leg?
Alex Smith, yes. And
oh,
it was like,
then yes.
Natty leg, huh?
Gosh, I tried to take that out of my brain.
Yeah.
That thing is gruesome.
Well, it's going back in your brain because it's on the fan cam now or shortly, courtesy of Carter Freeman. This is, I mean, it's been a while since the catastrophic leg injury for Alex Smith, and he had come back and actually played after going through all of this. But seeing the photos now of just what his leg looks like, man, that is, That is even worse. And I saw like the E60 or whatever and how nuts the recovery process was for everything like that. But seeing that photo go viral this weekend, they absolutely should rename the Comeback Player of the Year in the NFL the Alex Smith Comeback Player of the Year Award.
Nobody's
on board with that.
Nobody's come from farther back than that right there. That's incredible. Now, he had the Dak injury, but then it got infected, right? So he had to sit in the hospital for like months with it basically being an open wound as they let it like properly heal.
God. Yeah.
And then they had to do a bunch of skin grafts. So
yes.
Yeah, that's
look at that thing, dude.
That's a miracle of modern medicine that he didn't either die or get leg amputation from that.
No doubt. No doubt. And the fact that he was able to come back and still play at like a decent level for himself there. Just nuts. Seeing that picture was pretty eye-opening. And then how about this one? Just saw this one hot off the presses here. Thank you to Ruben Portillo for pointing it in my direction. Minor League Baseball is giving away five what they describe as munchie mitts.
Ooh, I love a munchie mitt.
What do you think a munchie mitt is? 877-881-1053. Now, this is on the fan cam as well, so you guys can get a peek ski at this. This is as cool as it gets, man.
It's a glove that I'm going to use to eat at the ballpark so I can just take it off and throw it away when I'm done. Like, ooh, I'm eating nachos, I need a mitt.
That. Disposable. Yeah, okay.
Like a glove.
That's a fair
I mean, they're giving away five of them, though. I'd imagine they'd give away more than that.
Yeah, they're not disposables necessarily. This is like a certified leather mitt here that's going to snag you a couple of foul balls. Perhaps even some dong balls. And then, no, you don't eat the mitt, but what the mitt has is like a bunch of pockets on the backside to where you could put your beverage inside of there, like cup holder style. Nice. You could put your dog in there. I mean, I don't know how many people are putting their dog in there, but you also have like condiment spots to where it's basically just like a do-it-all glove mitt where you can catch... You can catch foul balls and whatnot, but you can also like hold your beverage, hold your condiments, hold your dog, hold your Cracker Jacks. I don't know if you guys have laid eyes on this yet. It should be hopefully on the fan cam somewhere, but
I can't see.
This thing is pretty dang legendary, dude. This is like the coolest invention I've seen since the beer helmet. You know, where you're drinking and just simultaneously feeling as much of like a sports guy as possible.
That's
okay.
Me.
I like what I'm looking at here.
The beer helmet blow your mind, bro?
What's that?
Did the beer helmet blow your mind?
Whoa. Hey, first time I saw that.
Dude.
Beer helmet?
Wow. This is cool because now it's like, now I could still, you could be double fisting beers and you could have the beer helmet at the same time. Or the beer helmet could be the beer helmet and then you're hydrating with something else. Who knows?
You got your hands free for kicking ass, whatever needs to happen.
Whatever it
totally
takes.
Totally functional.
Dude.
And getting hammered at the same time. Now, I brought the munchie mitt up, and I got to tell you, I like it, but I think it's more of just like a holder than a functional glove. I don't think you can make plays with that.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking this would be like the helmet, the Bluebell helmet. You know, now
you're
eating out
of the glove?
Yeah, like I'm putting a bunch of munchie stuff into the mitt that I can now eat.
Yeah, and ultimately, I guess you could do that. You know, I mean, it's not built for it per se, but if you want to throw a bunch of Cracker Jacks or whatever, or maybe you just take your nachos and you dump it into your glove.
Do that.
But, you know, now you got a bit of a messy situation. But I think the munchie mitt is here to stay. It's in the minors now, but I look forward to munchie mitt night at Globe Life Field circa 2025.
I would definitely want one, bro.
I mean, that's a novelty item.
Yes,
and there's
terrific.
Only five, dude. So they're keeping the demand. Like,
that's
I mean, this
good.
Is a rarefied air situation. You see a guy with the munchie mitt out at the ballpark. That guy is dedicated to his craft, and he's kind of super lucky, I guess.
That's right. Thank you, sir. Best of the weekend in the books. Krusty's Corner coming up at 3:40. We have some NFL news of the day. We'll check where we're going with that.
Well, a player just got paid. Did we all just get ball sacked by this list? And we got someone not participating against the Cowboys in practice on Thursday. That's next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.